Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bearable Project. My name is Frank McDonough. I am just welcoming you to what's coming for 2024. Updates, we have a new website, www.thebearableproject.com. All of your apparel is located there. The link and information for Patreon and the access to the exclusive content is there. And as well as coming to Patreon here shortly, is at the access to the online seminar. So there's an online advanced seminar that comes with coaching and one-on-one as well. So you can look for that, you know, and just realize I just completed a training plan episode that's a Patreon exclusive. That's available for all of the shooters and the people that participate in the coaching and stuff. That's all through the Patreon page as well. So, again, enjoy this episode and all of the following. And appreciate all of you and all of your support over the years. It's crazy that we're above 100 episodes now. Good luck with this upcoming archery season. Take care. And Barrel Project coming at you right now. We are live right now. I'm here with where it all began. Long time ago, back in 2019, sat down with these two dudes and decided to talk some shop over Bearbow. And here with Grayson Partlow. Grayson's been sort of MIA for a little while, but doing his own thing and making life changes. And with good old JD Zero, he is tonight, everyone on Zoom. Oh no, he changed it. Shoot, he changed his name.
I had to grab my other. I don't even know what it is.
Like, that's right.
It just automatically connected, so it could be anything. It could still be a Longbow hack job. I don't know.
but we're back and to celebrate the 100th episode of the Bearable Project. I don't know if I really ever thought that we would get to this point. I didn't think anything of it. But it's kind of cool that so many years later, so much stuff out there and so much information, and to see where Bearbow has come from back in 2019 when we sat down around a table and had no idea what the hell was going on. At least I know I didn't. And it's pretty neat. So kind of cool to be here with these guys and kind of just share some stuff that we've learned along the way. And more so with these guys and Grayson, where the hell have you been? Oh, tell me he's frozen now too. Oh, no, there he goes. Okay. Are you going to talk? You know, he is frozen. He's like pretending he's frozen, I think. Yeah.
Sorry, you guys did freeze up for a sec. Did you ask me something?
I did. I said, where you been?
I don't know, just living life, man. Switched jobs, went through the fire academy, kind of going with that now, built a house, moved in, got married, working on the house around, you know, always something to do around here.
Yeah.
Just a ton of life stuff.
Yeah, that happens, right? It happens. My dog's barking to get out. If you will, can you just tell everybody like where you're from and like the club that you shoot at and stuff like that, just because you've been sort of removed a little bit for a little while. So there's probably some people that have come in that are new and maybe don't know like your history with archery and the Bearbow side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there are a ton of new people.
Yeah, there really is.
It's a different landscape now. So I live in Warren County, Virginia. It's like a little over an hour outside of DC. I shoot at a club down here called Two Rivers Archery. I've been shooting for barely, I don't know, 10 years now, John. I'm not sure, on and off, but about that. I had a slow couple of years getting started learning and trying to figure out how to shoot, and then it kind of took off for me and everything started to click and I had a little success. I shot some pretty good scores and stuff, but I've been kind of on and off. I don't shoot as consistently as some, but I'm hoping to get back out there this year. I want to shoot the classic. I'd like to shoot USA Archery Indoor Nationals. So hopefully I can see some of the new folks that have come into the sport.
Yeah, you and John definitely, I'd say, were when you shot nationals together, like the 1 year, I think you guys, do you guys tie and one of you won by 10, a 10 count or something, or you're always head to head and it's, you know, you've had some very good success with the classic and whatnot. So I'm just glad that you're kind of life starting to settle down a little bit and you can hopefully get back into shooting and maybe we'll even see you at outdoor nationals next year. That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'd love to make it to that tournament. Like you said, hopefully life is settling down a little bit. I've got a good setup here to shoot. I can shoot over a little over 25 yards in the basement. And I've got targets down there. So hopefully I can stick with that and I can shoot, I mean, as far as I can see here on my property outdoors. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So no excuses is what you're saying. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. We've got the facilities to do it. We've got tons of equipment. I just don't use it. So I just got to get back into it. I'd like to. Especially in the summer, man, there's always something fun to do. It's warm. You know, friends around here are always trying to do something. Mm-hmm. So it's just easy to get kind of pulled to the side and set the bow down.
You're not wrong. Or you could be gardening like John. John seems to stick with it. He's able to find some time to shoot. Not much.
See, archery retired life.
Yeah. Part gardener, part fisherman, part-time archer. Part-time competitive archer. So in conversation and in lieu of recent happenings, I guess you could say, just decided to come kick this episode off with just like some mistakes that we see or maybe we've made as well over the years. Things that we see that are like repetitive mistakes. Just people coming into the sport and they sort of, we see this, it's that thing that is always happening and it never fails. I guess the notion is just let's drop some words of wisdom for people maybe getting into the sport, people having some marginal success in the sport, people looking to go to the next level type of, you know, what are some things that you guys, and John, we'll start with you. Give me like one key component to trying to be successful in this sport, things not to do. Or maybe it's something you should do, whatever, however you want to break it down.
Probably it's a big one. It's a very vague one, but expectations. Usually people think they're much better than they actually are and expect it to show every single time, whether it be, you know, from practice to tournament or just in general that, you know, they're not enjoying the progress. So they think they're going to fast track everything because they think they're much better than what they are at that given point in time.
A good one. So like somebody shows up at a tournament, they do well. We're not going to put a score on it. We'll just, they do well. Maybe it's a podium, top three, maybe they win, whatever. And it's that.
Well, maybe it's just a baseline score. Like it, we don't even have to go to podium because we get a lot of mid-tier archers who think they're unhappy because they didn't meet expectations. But when you track them the first couple of tournaments they've shot, they've actually made progress, but they don't see that. They see what they should be doing and not what, you know, they're capable of doing at that moment.
It's good. Okay. Perfect. I think that's a good one for sure. Grayson, how about yourself? How about one for you? So we're going to try to keep this one short. John's got an early day tomorrow. We're not going to go too crazy, but we'll keep the conversation going as long as we need to. Grayson, how about yourself?
Well, I'll say what John said is correct. People want too much too fast. Look for small progress and be happy with progress. Even John or myself, it took us years to you know, kind of move to where we ended up. So it can take a long time. So just be happy with a little progress along the way. One thing I see a lot, a ton of questions online, is like worrying about your tune. It's not as important as people make it out to be. It can be eventually. It can definitely give you a few points on the high end eventually. But when you're first starting, or if you're not shooting at an extremely high level, I wouldn't worry about it too much. You don't want a completely misfined arrow, but don't hyper focus on it.
I think a lot of people get hyper focused on tune because there's so much information out there about it sometimes, and it becomes a, I want to say like a crutch to not do well, but it becomes a thing, and people just focus on it and focus on it and focus on it, and it's definitely it's an accurate one. So, but you might get some people's whatever bunched up when you say don't worry about tune. I guess it's not so much don't worry about it, it's more along the lines of like just concentrate on learning to shoot first, you know, don't dive in. Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah,
not necessarily form, but just like concentrate on learning to be consistent,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, another thing as far as consistency, another thing I see is just a lot of movement in people's shots. I think I've said this before on here.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
There's just a ton of movement when people shoot. If you watch me, and I'm not a great example of form on, you know, in every aspect, but I try to be still, like precise movements, pretty still, not a ton of extra movement. I see people shaking like a leaf. You know, just all kinds of extra movements, different movements every time they shoot. So consistency is huge.
Yeah. That was one of the things I was going to bring up, is just keeping your shot as simple as possible. One of the things that I learned the hard way with the whole NTS thing was that NTS can definitely, or not, I shouldn't say NTS specifically, but the notion of adding a whole bunch of steps and a whole bunch of stuff into your shot process, it complicates things. Don't complicate the shot process. Just keep it simple. Like, keep it very, very simple. And even early on, like, you guys even tried to tell me, like, you're like, why, you don't have to do all that, you know? And I didn't listen. That's the other thing I think would probably be my number two thing mistake, is for the love of God, listen to the people who do it successfully. Not influencers, listen to the people who do it successfully in some regard. You guys, I think in the very first episode of this podcast, John, you said something that I've mentioned multiple times. You're like, I screwed up for like, at that point in time, it might have been like 11 years or something. I don't remember what it was. You're like, I've made all the mistakes. I've done them all. That's why we're here to talk about, let's shorten the journey for everybody else. Listen to what the people have to say. That's definitely some of the things. And from a coaching standpoint too, for all of you prospective coaches out there, keep it simple. Don't complicate things. Just keep it simple. Keep the shot process simple. Keep everything simple. John, anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I was going to expand a little bit on what Grayson said about don't worry about a perfect tune.
Go ahead.
Or, you know, don't worry about finding a great tune, like right off the bat. Like, I go through it every indoor season, because I usually take a couple months off before I start shooting again due to fishing and hunting and work and whatnot and gardening. But yeah, I go through it every winter. I don't even really tune a bow for the first month or so of practice, because it's a complete waste of time. If I could shoot an arrow and it looks like it's flying good, I'm just going to shoot it like that for a month until my indoor form starts shaping up into something more consistent, because I'm just going to chase my tail. If I find a perfect tune the first day, chances are it's going to really suck about 2 weeks later when my form starts cleaning up. So
oh, there he goes.
even I don't even chase a perfect tune all the time.
Yeah, I think you've
been here before. Same here. I don't worry about it. I mean, when I start shooting again, whatever tune I come up with, it's not going to be the final tune that I take to the tournament, because my form will change. And like you said, if you try to tune something when you first start, you're wasting your time.
Yeah. Yeah, that final tune isn't just the bow tune. It's you. It's you and your shot process becomes refined. No, that's very good stuff. What is that? So I know your schedule is a little crazy and there's a lot of stuff going on, but when you do start shooting, I think I have an idea of what you might want to do. But do you want to just elaborate on what's it going to look like when you first start back up again after this long layover? John, you're back, just so you know. You're good. I can see you now.
For me, when I first start, I'm just going to work on getting some arrows down range. It's going to feel pretty rusty. And after 30, 60 arrows, I'm going to be pretty fatigued. So I just need to build up some strength. And the feel for the shot won't be there. Like, as I shoot more sessions upon more sessions, find little things that, you know, you kind of forget in a way. You come back, you start noticing little things and just putting it all together. I won't score anything for a little bit. At least a handful of sessions, I won't score anything. But once I feel strong enough to shoot 30 arrows, I'll start scoring. A few weeks in, I'll start working on fine-tuning an arrow a little bit. But it'll take me maybe a month to get up to full speed, I would say, if I'm shooting regularly, which I should be able to do. So as long as I get started by sometime in November, I should be just fine. I don't think the layoff really impacts me negatively anyway. So people say, you know, he takes all the time off and doesn't practice, but it's not as cool as they make it seem, you know?
Yeah.
I'd shoot this about the same either way. So.
I know, I've witnessed it. Yeah, you're still a unique breed. I don't care what you say. You've got a way and it works really well. And you've, like, you know, we've talked about like form things and stuff, and I don't know if there's much to change. I think that's probably one of the biggest lessons that I've learned coming through this bare bow journey, both as a shooter in the beginning and then really more as a coach and then interviewing people and stuff like that. It's learning that, like, you don't have to be the same. Everyone doesn't have to shoot the same. There's no one way that makes it work the best. There's the way that it works the best for you. And the way that you do that is by working on your weaknesses and practicing. And when it doesn't work, you need to step back and, oh, now he's going to log in on his other phone. You know, you got to work on that stuff. And when you find something that works, you got to stick with it. That's probably one of the things that I see a lot is people make changes all the time, always making changes, equipment changes, because they think it's going to buy them points, but it's going to make a big, huge impact, or new arrows or new limbs or new this or new that. And they don't give themselves a chance to get consistent, like we talked about before. So John, you're back. You're good now. You're good now, man. It's like, it's good for a little while and then it just goes.
I haven't had issues like ever till 2 hours ago. So,
it is.
We moving on to the next one?
Yeah, we kind of, we've just been waiting for you to get caught up. So do you have another one that you want to talk about? We kind of. Yeah,
excuses. Stop making them. Everybody got excuses. Everybody's got like different reasons why they don't shoot as good as they have, or they blame it on past or present or whatever. When it comes to shooting and being accurate, you just got to set everything aside and kind of separate from everything and just focus on the task at hand. But for some reason, everybody always wants to make up excuses or make up or use or whatever. And then that's just going to keep wearing on things, because now you're looking for reasons why you're not doing well, or you're not doing as good as you think you should be doing. So excuses, stop making them.
Is that sort of the same as just being like realistic about where you're at too?
Yeah, kind of, but it's more like, I get it. That's probably my biggest complaint. When people ask for help or whatever, is they're always making up excuses of why. It's like we're doing the same things. It's just some of us are choosing to work through it, choosing to, you know, if it's a whatever issue, target panic issue, some of us just choose to work through it and not work around it or get a reason why we're not doing as good. Like, we all have it, we all get it, we all take care of it. So we're all in the same boat.
Good. All right. You heard it from the man himself. Everybody stop making excuses. So stop making excuses for your Wi-Fi sucking, John. No, just kidding. he's going to be like, I'm just going to log off.
Speaker going in and out. And...
Yaka says he's buying you high-speed internet for Christmas. Oh, it's funny. That's sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Yeah, that's amazing advice coming from the Michael Jordan of barebow archery himself. It's good. He keeps bouncing in and out. Now you're back and you're good. It's so strange, man. It's like for a couple seconds, it's great.
It's bouncing me out on my own, like on its own. I'm not even touching anything.
Got ya.
Whatever.
Yeah, don't sweat it. No worries. It's all good. We got most of what you said before. Yeah, and I'll give Santo says practice. We talking about practice. I think that falls into that tune of expectations. I mean, practice is important. There's no question it's important for whatever the practice is for you, whether it's by volume or by quality, or everybody has their own whatever, but you got to shoot. Like, you have to get out there and shoot. Go to as many tournaments as you can, you know, and be consistent with it. You get out of it what you put into it, period. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Well, that's good. I don't think if there's anything else you guys want to like hammer on, we can take some questions if there are any. It's mostly just people being funny in the comments right now. Nothing crazy though. Robbie was asking me about my hair. I know, Robbie, it looks good. There's nothing you can do about it. Yaka is drooling over Grayson as usual. In the comments, same old stuff. So that's about it. But just wanted to keep this one short. We want to let John get to his beauty rest because he's got an early day tomorrow. And I just wanted to find an excuse to get Grayson back on the podcast for the 100th episode. What do you think, buddy? Are you a little bit excited now to shoot? Are you gonna go get your bow out and get after it now? After talking tonight, about
tonight, no, I'm not going downstairs tonight. I worked outside all day. I'm going to bed after this.
Oh man, what's your shifts like? Are you day shifts?
No, we work 24s. We work like 9 days a month, 9-10 days a month. You didn't any sleep last night? We had a high rise fire, and then just a handful of calls after that. Didn't get back to the station till like 5:30. So yeah, no sleep last night, and then I was out all day today doing yard work, so I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, well, good for you. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad that we have your face in front of everyone again, and can't wait to stand on the shooting line with you. Are you going to shoot indoor nationals in Virginia this year?
Planning on it, yeah.
Okay, John, are you going to shoot indoor nationals in Virginia this year?
Yeah, I'm not shooting at Lancaster.
Like, no offense ever again.
No offense. It's super, super tight.
Wait, it's probably not. So the word is out, people. If you want to, sign up for Indoor Nationals in Virginia, come hang out. I know Bob Ryder puts on a great event down there, and there's just so much more room. We love our Lancaster people. We do. But yeah, y'all come hang out with us in Virginia and shoot Indoor Nationals there. You won't be disappointed. I know they're putting on some seminars this year. As a matter of fact, I believe that John Winker is doing a seminar this year. I'm not sure exactly what John is talking about, but he's doing a seminar. So that's kind of cool. That'll be worth going check out. First Flight Archery and Mr. Winker, what he's doing. That's the rumor mill. I'm not sure what the confirmation is. If I hear about it, I'll let everybody know. But with that being said,
you and Elton must have sucked last year if they didn't ask you again.
Ours was awesome. Ours was good. It was very good. Elton did quite a bit. That was kind of like what the thing that kicked off the Baribault Basics in some ways. And it was good. We got it all on video. You go watch it. It's on the YouTube page. So, you know, no, I think John's just trying to spread the wealth and give people more options. You know what I mean? You can only talk about so much Baribault stuff. You know what I mean? So it's all good. All good in the hood. If you guys have any questions, post them up now. Brett says, wishful thinking, Frank. I can't even beg him to shoot. Sweet. I just got confirmation that the seminar is going to... Oh, John's not here. Shit. I don't know if you hear this, John, but I got confirmation that it's going to be about broadhead and feather alignment for... at the seminar for indoor. That's what it's going to be.
Nice. That's what we need.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. That's a hot topic right now. he bounced again. I feel bad for the guy. He warned us before we got started tonight.
Yeah, he's going through with that internet, man.
Jeez. Yeah, he's getting So, oh, there's Christian. Christian logged in. Hey, Christian. I don't know what's going on with John's internet. He's back and forth. John, I don't know. Did you hear about the topic for the seminar?
No.
I got confirmation. It's about feather and broadhead alignment and tuning. That's what it's about.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be that.
Oh, you can't. I don't care. It's a joke. If people can't take jokes, then they can go pound sand. It doesn't matter. The one thing people haven't learned by now is that we don't give a shit what other people say or what they think about anything. So whatever. But it's all good. Yeah, come hang out with us if you guys can. And obviously at the Lancaster Archery Classic, I don't know what they're doing there. I know I have no intentions on doing anything. I don't know if they'll reach out to others or set anything up. If they want it, great. If not, it's all good. I'd rather focus on shooting this year. So make sure you guys find us and come hang out at the Lancaster Archery Classic as well. With that being said, I think we'll call it a night. Grayson's got to get some sleep. John's got an early day tomorrow. It was just nice seeing you guys. It's nice to be able to come back and for 100 episodes here and see your wonderful faces. Insert sarcasm. And hopefully we get to shoot together here in the near future. John, no updates on the indoor range situation where I'm at. Sorry, dude. It's out of my control. Just waiting. I'm waiting on the powers that be to give the blessing, and then we can do the targets and stuff. So when that happens, hopefully we can bring some star feeders up here again. But the good news is that we pretty much have confirmation for next outdoor season. So that will definitely have. So more star feeders will be available. All right. Thank you, Bree. Bree Cosgrove said, congratulations on 100 episodes. Thank you, Bree. We appreciate you. You and Charlie are some of our favorite people that we've met in the sport. So
crazy episodes.
It is kind of crazy. I don't even know. I think this year, you know, I really want to take a little bit of a step back and bring some other people into the mix. Speaking of, Matt Yaka is going to do a little bit of hosting because he's on the IR right now and want to keep him actively involved. And we talked, and he's going to do a podcast tomorrow night live. He's has the ladies from Target Nationals all going to be on the group format. I am not going to be in on that one. Matt's kind of taking the reins and doing a little bit. Yeah, it's crazy to go to think, you know, where things have gone. Even Barebo in general, man, like as a whole, has grown so much in these last 5 years. It was already, it's crazy. It's insane. I saw there's some update floating around right now too. I saw online somewhere something with, I don't know if it was NFAA or USA Archery, some changes or something. I don't know. Saw some stuff, but you think about, we're seeing it, like we just saw it in Pan Americans, we're seeing international competitions show up like 5 years ago. That wasn't even, you know, I'm not saying that the Barebo project is necessarily part of it, but there had to be some influence there from being able to get the word out. You know, and not to shout out to Matt Zernzak and the Push Archery, because they were in this game about 2 years podcasting and putting information out there, when we all were talking and got this idea of, hey, let's put together an information resource on just Barebo. That's really, you know, kind of spurred the conversation. So John's in and out, he's back again, now he's gone. We got some great freeze frames of John this episode. Sure, I mean, some really good ones that I'm gonna have to screenshot those and send them to some of the meme pages and see if we can get some.
Nice. Yeah, I'm sure you got some connections.
Archie Hooligan's probably my favorite, but I know that guy, so he's Archie Hooligan loves Barebo as much as he makes fun of Barebo. He loves Barebo. NFA is following World Archery rules for Barebo. Paul, thank you for the update. To some extent. Oh, okay. Perfect. We'll look it up. We'll make sure it's posted and shared amongst the masses. So, all right, man, listen, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you. Be safe at work. Happy for you. You got to grow that mustache in, get like the Spanky Brooks version going. I had one then I keep freaking cutting it. So I was like, I just went back to the old way. But yeah, it looks pretty epic. You're going to be like the dude from Firefighter Fenton soon. You know who that guy is? You know who that guy is? Yeah.
We'll see. Try to keep it under control a little bit. I had it longer about a month ago and I trimmed it up.
It must be like a rite of passage. You become a paid fireman and all of a sudden you have to grow one of these.
Yeah.
They're probably floating around. Do they do ride-alongs down there where you're at?
I don't know if they do them for citizens. County employees, maybe. When I worked for the communication center, I did a ton of ride-alongs.
But I don't know.
I'd
love to come down and just like hang out for a shift, but I would make that trip just to do that. I really would. Wouldn't it be neat?
Yeah, it'd be cool, man.
I actually have some friends from up here that work down there, I believe.
In Fairfax?
I am pretty sure. I have to talk to my chief because the one of them teaches up here every once in a while. He's from Frackville, Pennsylvania. Schwartz is his last name. He's an engineer. He's a driver down there. So
Schwartz,
yeah. Yeah. Hmm. What's that?
I'm not familiar with anybody by that name, but we have like 2,000 employees. So,
oh, holy shit, that's crazy. John, you're back just in time to say goodbye.
I was gonna say this is gonna be fitting because
you're good. I mean, we hear you right now.
I said this is fitting, just like the first episode, full of a bunch of crap going wrong.
So audio and shit. Yeah.
Dude, you got to change that camera angle. That is not working for you. Jeez.
This is a PG rated show. Come on, John.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm like a Ken doll. There's nothing to worry about.
Some things don't change. No, yeah, you're right. It is fitting for sure. But from 1 to 100, and the same shit still happens. Oh well, it is what it is. We still help more than not, and I'm not. That's all that matters. All right, you guys have a good night, John. Good luck with your day tomorrow. I hope everything goes smooth. Grayson, have a good night. Be safe.
Yes.
Thanks again for just the years of support across the board from both of you for the Bearville Project. Everybody else, tune in tomorrow night live with Matt Yaka hosting the ladies champion podium from Target Nationals. And then watch for updates coming up. Going into this winter, I hate to say it, but I'm going to be shooting more and recording less. So you guys want to see specific episodes, holler at me, but I'm definitely going to focus more on being just a shooter this year and enjoying archery for what it is. If you anybody's interested in putting a resume in and hosting like Yak is going to, holler at me. All right.
Well, I'll always be glad to hop in and make fun of people. So
perfect. See? And we would expect nothing less. That's why we love
it. Hey, good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Episode 200.
All right. See ya. Peace out, people. Keep that camera up, John, as we close out. See ya.